To lose Ronnie is—it's like a comedy light has gone out, and the world of comedy will be a lot dimmer. He was an absolute legend, a funny man, a really lovely man. I had the honour to know him, and I'm very shocked. I didn't know. We've had a year of it. I think it's been a real year of so far of losing some amazingly talented people and. Yeah, sad to see him go.
I can imagine there's so many people at this moment who've got so many fond memories of the man himself. What were your own personal memories? How will you best remember him, Les?
I was lucky enough to be invited to Ronnie Barker's summer parties every year, and Ronnie B was great host, and Ronnie C was just hilarious. You know, to sit with him at the lunch table, you just fell about laughing. You know, all the time. You know, that kind of that laugh was just so infectious and was lovely. I'll also remember all the wonderful sketches. You know, like so many comedians, been influenced by the two Ronnies. You know, Four Candles will live in the memory forever. I'm still staggered that he's gone. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes you just can't believe that people who are so brilliant and who shine so bright are ever going to dim.
And I think it speaks volumes for the fact that all those sketches, all the comedy that he did over the years touched everybody. No matter how old or how young you are, you still appreciate Four Candles, the Mastermind sketch, the two Ronnies, everything that he did. No matter how old you are, you find it funny and you really appreciate it.
And the gags in the chair. When I was I had a show with Dustin G, Les Dennis, and Dustin G's laughter show, and Dustin used to do kind of impression spots, and I used to do the. Almost the Ronnie Corbett sitting in a library in a not dissimilar chair. We ripped it off totally, but you know he was a master at that. He could just sit there and spin out what was basically an old Shaggy Dog story, but make it so funny. You know, because he'd bring in the producer said to me, you know, as I was saying to him this morning, you know, and so he'd go on and on into this kind of world that was just so comfortable and comforting as well for the viewer.
There's so many. Fond memories. I mean, when people look back, how do you think history will best remember Ronnie Corbett? Could you be able to sum it up in maybe a sentence or two, if it's even possible?
I think we will remember him. I don't think his comedy will diminish. I think it's a comedy that will last forever because it appeals to all ages. You know, from 6 to 62. I'm 62, and beyond. I think people will always love him and love the two Ronnies and love everything that he stood for. And, you know, personally, I feel like I've lost somebody who, he wasn't the closest friend, but when I met him, you know, he was like a friend and, sadly missed.
Finally, Les, I know that you're obviously on show here in the Royal Court at the moment. I can imagine there's loads of tributes going to be happening all over the industry today, maybe in the coming weeks. Will there be anything today? Will you be marking Ronnie or acknowledging him at all today, at all in the show?
It's a difficult thing to do in an Alan Bleasdale play, but I don't think we'll be kind of actually commenting on him in the show. But our thoughts certainly, all the actors, I think, you know, are of the generation that will be saddened when they come into this room tonight, and we'll maybe dim the lights at the end of the show for him.